House Ag Committee ranking Republican Frank Lucas of Oklahoma calls the language inserted into the Waxman-Markey climate bill by Chairman Colin Peterson a fig leaf. Lucas told a town hall meeting in Guthrie, Oklahoma, Tuesday, the elimination of indirect land use requirements on U.S. biofuels is simply a delay, one that will end during a possible second Obama administration when EPA can turn its full force and fury to regulating how American farmers operate.
For the first 5 years, we're protected. At that point, there'll be a study. A study will be put in place. We'll have 1 year moratorium, in theory, to allow Congress to address it. And at the beginning of the seventh year, after 6 years, whatever they've adopted will come in full force. So from my perspective, looking at the present leadership at the White House, the present leadership in Congress, the way the EPA has conducted itself for a decade now or more, we've got 6 years to breathe, and then they're going to come down on us like a ton of bricks in the seventh year. So it was a fig leaf, but not a permanent fix.
While praising Peterson's effort to make Waxman-Markey more palatable to agriculture, former House Ag Ranking Member Charlie Stenholm said he would not have voted for the bill if he was still in Congress. Appearing at a Farm Foundation bioeconomy conference in Little Rock, Stenholm, now a lobbyist at Olson Frank Wieda, said agriculture, an energy-intensive sector, is going to pay dearly if the final version of climate change legislation resembles the House-passed measure.
The question now becomes what happens in the Senate, and, you know, is there a compromise in there somewhere that can move us in the right direction? The bill that passed the House, it should not become law. The biggest problem that I see with that bill is it's sought to be punitive towards oil and gas. And I think that's going to be very devastating to agriculture.
According to Stenholm, environmental groups hope to water down the farm-friendly provisions inserted by Peterson when the Senate writes its climate legislation. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan in Little Rock.